What does Colgate mean by live life to the brightest? Could it be a rich glass of red sipped inside a Parisian cafe on a snowy night when my gaze is met by a tall, mysterious... I mean, brushing is directed with Colgate Optic White Pro Series Toothpaste gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 3 days, so you can live life to the brightest and finish that glass without worrying about teeth stains. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
In only 2 days, you can move your career further, faster with a Harvard DCE Professional and Executive Development Program. Advance your leadership skills, craft smarter business strategies, build your network, and move your career in the right direction. You'll earn a certificate of completion, add Harvard to your CV, and become the leader you want to be. Our intensive programs are designed to fit into your busy schedule. Attend online or on the Harvard campus. Search Harvard Professional and Executive Development to learn more.
Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. Congratulations.
Crazy, 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 crazy.
Yeah, dude. And we're off. And we are off. Look, guys, I just want to take a moment to thank you, the subscribers of the Patreon. It has been very, there's been a swell of support, and I want to thank you guys for that. It's really, really great, and it makes me feel great. And if you're not joined, then get involved. I don't know what to tell you, but sign up for our Patreon. There's shit you're missing out on, okay? There are uncut episodes, hidden episodes, and all that. Also, something else that would help us out is if you hit the like button. Now, if I was a jackass, I would say, hey, it's your boy Chris D'Elia, smash that like button, but I don't do that because that's cuck behavior. So what I'm saying is press the like button. Just look at that little button down there and just press it. And another button you could press is the subscribe button. Smash that subscribe, smash that like button, but don't do that. Just gently, gently subscribe to the podcast. Just gently graze up against that subscribe button. Do you understand what I'm saying? So do those two things for me, please. And it would really help. Thank you very much. And here's another one. Turn on those fucking bell notifications so you know when the episode drops, right? So there's pretty much three buttons you should smash, okay? There's the subscribe button that I want you to fucking smash. And then there's the like button I want you to smash. I want you to stop the video or just do it while you're doing it right now. Just smash that like button, smash the subscribe button, and then do me a favor and why don't you go over to that bell notification button. Why don't you smash that bell notification button? But I don't want you to actually smash it. I want you to graze lightly up against that subscribe button. I want you to graze lightly up against that that like button. And I want you to just kind of carefully look, saunter on over to the bell notification button. I just kind of want you to breeze up against that bell notification. So anyway, dude, that would help us out a lot. And if you don't want to, you don't want to. It's free conch. So we're having a good time, and it's me, and that's it. So I don't know why I say we, but I say we, dude. And my jaw hurts. My jaw hurts, dude. And cut to the gif of fucking Antonio Banderas closing his laptop and just going, my jaw hurts. Ooh. Antonio Banderas with the fucking 90s hair. That fucking jerry curled shit. He looked like an extra in fucking Coming to America. Racist. Anyway, dude, my jaw hurts, and that's great, dude. My jaw fucking hurts so bad because I've got TMD. Now, I thought it was called TMJ, but when I went to the dentist today, he said, you mean TMD? And I said, well, what's TMJ? And he said, the fucking joint. J stands for joint. And I was like, oh, what's D stand for? He said, dysfunction. So you got that TMJ, which is T stands for something, and then mandibular joint. Total mandibular dysfunction. And it hurts. And then guess what? My fucking socket is out. I had to get a bite plate made, which is really cool when you're 41 and you need to wear a bite plate at night. And so my shit, the cartilage, slipping out a little bit. Jaw won't open 100%. So much pain in my jaw, and not only that, in my neck. And not only that, behind my eye. Fuck yeah, dude. We got pain in my jaw. We got pain in my neck and behind my eye. Dude, it wouldn't be cool to only have one piece of pain in your head. So I have three. So fucking, come on, man. Who's got the best fucking pain in their face? Me. I challenge anyone on that. Dude, and then this shit. We got this shit. The wall's back, dude. I fucking closed it. You know why I closed it, dude? You know why I closed the curtains? Because I want to see which motherfuckers were going to bitch about it. That's why. I want to close the curtains. I want to see people say, dude, why'd you do that? Why'd you do that? A lot of you guys like the curtains. A lot of you, to be honest, I thought way more people like the curtains than I thought. And then people are like, why did you do that, man? You're the OG. You had the wood wall first. Don't be a bitch. And then some people are like, oh, you changed a good thing. Why'd you change a good thing? Oh, yeah? Well, guess what, motherfuckers? I just wanted you exposed, dude. I just wanted you exposed. Boom. I kind of kept the curtains a little bit, though, because a lot of people said they liked the curtains. But anyway, dude, like I said, man, I got to work on this shit. Like I talked about last episode on the Angry Olympics, dude. I got to just chill. I got to learn how to chill. You know? I fucking do that shit. Ugh, I hate that about myself sometimes, man. Like, Kristen was talking to me about something earlier, and she was just like, what TV are you talking about? And I go like this, the one up here. And she's like, what is that? And I just pointed up. She's like, the one up there. I said, the one up there. And she was like, which one are you talking about? And I said, guess. And she was like, Jesus. And I'm like, ugh. I know. I'm sorry I'm me. I try to fix it, but it's so hard when your jaw hurts, you know? Because then with me, I'm like the kind of guy that's just like, yeah, but my jaw hurts and like my lips are chapped, so I deserve it. I deserve being rude. I deserve to let myself feel this rage. It's the only emotion you can really control. Sadness hits you like a fucking ton of bricks, but the anger you can control. It's the truth, man. You're never actually angry. Angry is what you get because you can't fucking control the other shit. So you're like, oh, I'm sad? Fuck it. I'm angry. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, you're gonna break my heart? All right, cool. Hold on 1 second. I'll be right back. Fuck you. Like, you're never fuck you. You're sad. What happened? Oh, my best friend died of an overdose? Hold on 1 second. Shouldn't have been taking those fucking drugs, that piece of shit. I always fucking told him not to. That's what you fucking go to. Anger's never the primary emotion. I learned that in therapy. It's all good, saving my life. Literally, dude, I got chapstick. I'll tell you something that makes me mad. I got chapstick. It's this fucking chapstick, and it's thick as fuck. And when I put it on, there's always some jackass that's like, is that a glue stick? No, it's not, dude. It's my fucking chapstick, and it's cool as shit. Anyway, dude, my jaw fucking hurts, man. It's probably because that chapstick is so fucking big. But, yeah, so I went to the dentist and smashed that like button. Anyway, speaking of fucking anger, dude, sometimes people think I'm angry. I'm not even fucking angry. I posted a TikTok, dude. Your boy's been real active on TikTok. And guess what? That's it. I'm a TikToker. I'm a fucking TikToker. And I do some funny TikTok sometimes, and sometimes I love the comments on them, man. I love people meet and make friendships in the comments and then get married probably because they both find, oh, you're dumb too? And so I did it. I did a TikTok video where you can start a video. You can have a video. There's a video. There's already a video of a TikTok for those of you that don't know TikTok. And then you can take that video and add your own ending to the video. And I'm like, this is great for me. I can just fire off how dumb the videos are with my ending. Do you know what I mean? So there was one video of two women that take this mosquito net. They're in their bedroom. They take this mosquito net and they put it over themselves and they go to bed. And it was an ad for this mosquito net. And I ended the, and I stopped, and their videos, after their video, I put my ending to the video, and I said, hey guys, just close your fucking windows, you idiot. You know, you don't, what an unnecessary piece of shit garbage, what the fuck do you need that? They're in their bedroom, dude. Oh, these blasted mosquitoes. Close your door. Hey, what about walls? You got them? Do you have walls?
You've got walls. You've got mail. Remember that shit? When it, and then it would be like, file's done after you're recording fucking porn, after you're downloading porn.
Dude, you'd just be like in your fucking parents' office, just like, let me just fucking download this GIF or this fucking JPEG right here. Let me just download this JPEG, fucking pinktits.com. Oh, here it comes. Cool. All right, cool. Nobody's gonna know. This is great. Bile's done. Oh, god damn it. Chris, what? What's bile's done?
The fucking audio is so bad it would be, bile's done.
Bile's done.
Dude, have the guy record it with the F harder. File's done. Anyway, dude. So I did the fucking thing, my own ending on the video, and I wrote, just close the door, you fucking window, you fucking idiots. And then like a minute later, it was like, your TikTok goes against fucking community guidelines. And I was like, what? Because the two ladies were Asian in the bed. So I was like, is this a hate crime? I didn't understand. And they were like, it got flagged and took off for bullying, dude. Bullying. It's a fucking ad. It was an ad for a mosquito net. An indoor mosquito net. They took my shit off for bullying. First of all, I'm joking. Second of all, it was an ad, dude. How do you bully a fucking ad? This is where this country and this world is headed, by the way. This is where it's headed. How do you bully an ad? That's like bullying. It's like bullying cereal, bullying Kellogg. You can't bully a fucking product. It's a thing. It's got no brain. It's got no feelings. Dude, we're already on our way to bullying products. How insane is that? No, no, no. I saw a video today. Just listen to this. I texted it to my friends. Oh, that's sweet. My buddy texted me and he asked me how I was, and you'll never know who it is. And that's very sweet. Oh, we like when that happens. So look, but let me play this for you. Was it in this one or was it the other one? No, it wasn't that one. It was in the other text chain. Here it is. Here. Dude, this is a real thing that somebody said and meant it.
We have quiet rooms that are available. There's a range of options of these, right? Please don't go in that space with anything that's like an aggressive scent. We have quiet rooms that are available. There's a range of options of these, right? Please don't go in that space with anything that's like an aggressive scent.
This is at a fucking, what do you call it? Like it's in a town hall thing. Like a fucking, a big theater. And they're like talking about how people should be certain ways. It's probably at a college or some shit. And the guy's got an ascot on, obviously. But he says, like, don't go, we have spaces, and don't go to into spaces with an aggressive fucking scent. Like, first of all, what's an aggressive scent? Okay? And I don't mean, like, I don't know what I think an aggressive scent is. I do know what I think an aggressive scent is. But how do I know what you think an aggressive scent is? If I just go, look, honestly, any scent is aggressive in my book, for real. If you put on one piece of perfume or one piece of cologne, aka perfume, that's aggression. I don't like it. Get out of my safe space, okay? But does that mean that I'm going to tell people what to wear or what not to wear with when it comes to spraying their shits? Yes, it does. I will tell them what to do. But if they say no, I go like this. Dude, I fucking like your style. Because you do you.
in this same fucking video, in this same thing people were talking about, there was this town meeting, in this town meeting, whatever the fuck, it was college thing, whatever the fuck it was, but they were talking about how, guys, there's a lot of chatter, and I just want to stand up. I get triggered by the chatter. Can we not chatter? Bro, you, how about you change? How about that? How about you change? How about not everybody in this room full of 1,000 people has to change? How about you change? How about the fact that we don't believe you, that it triggers you, and it triggers your anxiety when you're voluntarily talking into a microphone in front of 1,000 people? Do you know what I'm talking about? You can't expect the world to cater to you. You can't expect the world to change to you because, dude, not everybody gets a fucking participation trophy after the age of 12. Dude, I was 12, I got a participation trophy. And I thought it was bullshit even when I was 12. I played tennis, dude. And I played tennis with the Dickens, dude. I played good, man. I got most improved 1 year, but the year after that, I got fucking Mr. Hustle. And you know what Mr. Hustle was? It was a participation award. Because fucking everybody's hustling. You're trying to go get the fucking shit. And you find out, oh, who got Mr. Hustle last year? Oh, fucking Dion. Oh, fucking Mark. Oh, these motherfuckers aren't athletic. I'm a bitch. I got Mr. Hustle. I knew it was bullshit when I got Mr. Hustle. You participated. Who gives a fuck? I knew as a 12-year-old, who gives a fuck? You're 30 talking about how you're triggered because people are whispering. How about when they're yelling, dude? How about when they're in your face yelling like the real world? Then what? You get triggered? Your mommy's going to die one day. Your mommy's going to die. Then what the fuck are you going to do after that? Scream out mommy to who? People don't give a fuck if they're not your mommy. That's all I'm saying. Dude, it's so fucking... like, just fucking whatever. I don't even mean to say man up, but person the fuck up, dude. Just say man up because I don't want to trigger people. So not this one? Oh. It's just like bullshit, man. Crazy motherfuckers, dude. The guy was like, hi. He was like, whatever he was like. I'm Paul, he, him. I just want, yeah, dude. Here, how about this, man? If you just look like a dude with a dick and like you're bald and have hair, a beard, we're good, dude. You don't have to tell me he, him. How about that? And if you identify as a woman, go for it. Then tell me she, her. Tell me. Tell me she, her. And you know what? I'll be like, okay, ma'am. Because I don't give a fuck that much. I don't care. But if you're just some dude that looks like he plays video games and has a Megadeth t-shirt on, dude, I guess he, him. Like, if you're a dude that eats Funyuns, you don't have to tell me fucking he, him. Funyuns, dude. Goddamn, Morgan Doizaki used to eat Funyuns in my high school. That shit smelled bonkers bad. Who the fuck would eat Funyuns? Dude, Funyuns are the worst fucking things ever. They're like rings... Funyuns, dude. I don't like, you know this if you listen to the podcast, I don't like when they take two words and they put them together. It's not cute, dude. Try harder. You just took two words and put them together. It's not clever. Funyuns. Gross, man. You know what I don't trust? Candy that gets better as you eat it. That's what I don't trust. I want that shit banging from jump. You know what I'm talking about? You take a Reese's, you put that shit in, bang, and it's a party in your mouth immediately. That shit is flavor central immediately. Starburst, banging. Twix, banging. Skittles, banging. Hot tamales, the fuck out of here. You got to eat like 12 of them and then, dude, and your mouth's on fire and you're like, okay, I'm getting into it. You know what I'm talking about? Gross, dude. Good and Plenty? Fuck you, dude. I want it banging immediately. Gushers. When you put a gusher in your mouth, your head explodes into a gusher. Immediate banging taste. What was the one that started all this? Funyuns, dude. You gotta eat like 12 of those fucking things. And then you're like, okay, I guess I'm getting into it. When people say shit is an acquired taste, guess what that means? Bad. If I have to work to get the taste good, you failed, candy guy. If I was a candy maker and somebody said my candy was an acquired taste, that's the most cockshit ever too, by the way, is when they say, it's an acquired taste. No, dude. No, dude. It's an acquired taste. You have to learn to like it. We're humans, dude. Just put that shit in your mouth. Put it in your mouth. Like fucking, what's his name on Lethal Weapon? Danny Glover. When he said, put it in your mouth.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Anyway, dude. My jaw's been hurting the whole time, so that's great. It's the jaw hurting episode. One time my friend went, yeah, but Morgan Dozak used to eat the shit out them motherfucking Funyuns, man. And then one time I used to eat like candy. I used to eat like Starburst and fucking Fruit by the Foot and fucking Cancer City or whatever the fuck it was. And one day my friend Ryan was like, I don't eat candy that you know it was made in a factory. And I was like, guess I'm fucked forever on that now. That shit fucked me up. He's like, when they're using beakers to make candy, I'm out. And I was like, God damn, I wish I fucking thought of that. So instead of wishing I thought of that, I stopped thinking that. And I thought, you know what? I thought of that first. So that's mine now. Yeah. You can do that. You can do that. Anyway. Buggles. Bugles or Buggles? Bugles, dude? Family size. Yeah. Get your whole family to learn how to like this shit. Chips. You know what you don't need to ever fucking change at all? Chips. Chips are chips, and that's it. There's two types of chips. There's the fucking regular chips that are potato chips, and then there's fucking Mexican, like, Tostito ones that you put in salsa. Any other fucking chips, go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself, dude, you highfalutin chip eater. Go fucking drown, dude. Go drown. Those baked Lays and shit in the what's the one that makes you diarrhea yourself all over the place? What's the one that they recalled? They recalled one chip because they were like, okay, our bad. Everyone shit themselves. What the fuck? What were they? The double baked Lays? What the fuck were they? Lays with Olestra. Who the fuck would eat anything called Olestra anyway? Olestra, dude! That sounds like the sexiest chick at a Russian party. Hello, my name is Olestra, and I would like to show you how beautiful I am. Hello, my name is Olestra. May I show you my black light in my room? Oh, shit. Olestra, dude. Name it something tastier. This shit. Ugh. Food corporations are bullshit. They are such fucking... They are such crooks, dude. And criminals. They're just like... They don't even, you can't even, you look at the back of a thing, at the sugar, they don't even, they highlight all the shit, and then they don't highlight sugar, so you won't see it. You know how fucked up that is? Go look. The sugar is always in the regular font that they use the regular writing on, and everything else is all in bold. because they don't want you to know how much sugar's in it, because so much sugar's in it, because if you eat too much of it, you'll die. But they want you to eat too much of it because they're Coke. Dude, Coca-Cola, I read an article once on Coca-Cola, and I read this article about this guy who went undercover to Coca-Cola meetings and shit. I don't even know if that's true. But he was like talking about Coca-Cola and how he overheard one of the fucking CEOs of Coca-Cola say, "We're not trying to have more people drink Coca-Cola. We're trying to put more Coca-Cola into people." That's what the guy fucking said, meaning he wanted more of the people. He wanted the people who drank Coca-Cola to have more of that Coca-Cola. And that was like, dude, we're just fucking vessels that they want to that they want to pump their fucking sugar cum into. Do you know what I mean? They just want to pump their sugar cum into us. And we are just like, I don't know. And they do it, dude. Because we're like, cool red label. That's so gross. I'm an activist. That's so gross. I stopped drinking Coke that day. I went cold turkey. I used to drink 5-6 sodas a day. For real. I don't know how it wasn't a blimp. Your boy stays lean no matter what, though. He does, dude. He stays lean no matter what. He does. So, yeah, I don't know. Let's get into fucking some hot shit, though. You know, it's like...
Previously on Congratulations.
And we look and we see... Chenzo with a bloody mouth. Dude, it's a fucking, you know, we do that bit because it's a good bit. You know, it's a fun bit. We don't have too many graphic bits, but Ivan Getridov is fucking good at the shit, so we fucking let him have some fun with it, you know? I don't know, dude. I've been watching so many serial killer shows. I swear to God, I'm going to fucking start killing people. And, like, wrongfully accuse things, and it's just, like, so fucked up, man. Every serial killer is like... We had no idea. Bro, you knew. You knew. I don't believe that about people. Right. Like, if there's a serial killer around my circle, I'm going to know who the fuck it is. I know. You're never going to catch me with the, really? Wow, I would have never known. Bro, I knew. Okay? If somebody's like... Yeah, but his own people are like, his own mother didn't even, the mother was a dumb fuck. You know, dude. Okay? None of my friends are fucking serial killers. I know that. Do you understand what I'm saying? If there was one, I would know. It's just so fucking obvious when somebody's a goddamn serial killer. They just like don't say much. And they like button their shirts all the way to the top. And they have, like, glasses that are in fashion now, but they weren't back when they were serial killing. And they comb their hair way, way the way they shouldn't. That's a serial killer. Real simple. Always wearing khakis. Real fucking simple, dude. I know if you're serial killing. You don't talk much, and you do all that shit. And another thing with the serial killers... Two is like, a lot of the people who knew that serial killer was, they would do this a lot. Where's he been? I haven't seen him for a long time. Because that's when he was out fucking serial killing. Oh, we had no idea. He was always the kindest. And it was, they always say this too. He was a hard worker. Dude, that's because he had to fucking not feel bad about serial killing. He buried himself in the fucking RV rental place or whatever the fuck you worked at. Also, if you work at an RV rental place, there's like jobs that you, if you have, you're definitely more apt to be serial killing. RV rental, you know, copiers, like Kinko's, you work at Kinko's, maybe not Kinko's, but like in the 90s, like a copy place, like a mom and pop copy place when they used to have them. And I hate to say it, but now fucking Postmates and Uber Eats, in 10 years, I guarantee it. I guarantee it. There's going to be fucking three or four Postmates serial killing ass motherfuckers that we had no idea about it now. They would just come, deliver fajitas, and oops, in your face, a knife. Oh, sorry, I poisoned your fucking Boston Market. Oopsie. I thought you ordered a side of poison with your fucking honey-baked ham. I thought you ordered a side of razors with your Bob's Big Boy. Yeah, dude. It's obvious, and I'm telling you right now, I had Uber Eats and fucking Postmates motherfucker showing up, and I'm just like, that dude goes serial killing. I'm just big and beefy and a tall drink of water. He knew he couldn't take me. You'll find it out in 10 years. The Postmates killer. The Uber Eats killer. But one thing that wasn't on the menu. That's what I hate when they get cute with all those serial killer documentaries. Or the 2020s. But what she didn't order. You know what I mean? But what she didn't order. It's always that shit. Billy Ray Stevens grew up, and they're always in the fucking Marines or the Army, and they beat the serial killing into them. It's like, it's real good for your fucking, what do they call it? You learn discipline. Yeah, but dude, I'll tell you what, man. I'll tell you this much. If I went into the Marines, I would be a fucking serial killer. Because there's a guy who takes discipline well, and then there's a guy who takes discipline and then starts getting mad, and then everything else is everyone else's fault. And that's your boy, dude. Wake up, you know, Private. I would be like, nah, fucking, it's fucking 5:30 a.m. Wake up, Private. And you gotta wake up. But this guy's got a real fucking chip on his fucking shoulder. What's that you say? I didn't say anything, Private. I didn't say anything, Lieutenant, Sergeant. I'm sorry. Drop down and give me 100. I can do fucking 80. Clean this room with a toothbrush. Bro, that guy's dead when I get out. You understand what I'm saying? Dead. I become a fucking Postmates driver in that guy's hometown. I can't wait for fucking Sergeant Dickface to order some fajitas. And I go, oh, I got, as a matter of fact, if someone else gets the job before I do, I show up to the restaurant, kill that Postmates driver, take the food, and drive to Sergeant Dickhead's house. And I go, remember me? And then stab him in the eye with a fucking toothbrush. Discipline me now, big boy. That's what I say, dude. So sexual. But yeah, dude. Fuck all that. There's no way. They were always in the Army or the Navy or the fucking, you know, and they had a dog and they don't know where it went because he tortured it a little bit. Yeah, he was never good with animals. Or he was super good with animals, you know? It's never somebody that's like been in the middle with some shit. That's my point. And your boy's not in the middle at all, dude. I get mad when somebody says some shit like, you don't remember me, do you, when we met? I'm enraged when someone says that. When they shake hands, hey, what's going on? Yeah, good to see you. Oh, good to see you. Oh, you don't remember meeting me, do you? Oh, they try to pull away. Oh, but I'm still holding, dude. Oh, you thought I was going to feel awkward? I don't fucking do anything but hold the hand still, and I lean in, dude. And then I say, nah, I don't remember you. That's not my fault. I don't remember you. Be more memorable. But I have been going to therapy, and honestly, a lot of this is jokes. But be more memorable. You know what's weird is, though, the fact that, like, there are people that just don't fucking laugh at all, dude. And I know I talk about this sometimes, but I can't fucking believe there are people out there that are like Wall Street motherfuckers, only crunch numbers, and then get off of work and then meet fellas for drinks and then talk numbers and then talk about like their family and don't really laugh that much, dude. Why? Oh, why, dude? Watch YouTubes of where people slip and fall. Have a good time. Stop crunching numbers and watch the clip where Kelsey Grammer fell off the fucking theater. Dude, do you remember that one? Fuck. Or whatever. Let's watch it. Kelsey Grammer feel bad for him, dude. It's the first thing that comes up on YouTube. Imagine that's your fucking legacy. The guy did every show he did ran for 4,000 years. And the first thing that comes up on YouTube is Kelsey Grammer's Frasier falls off stage. So disrespectful to call him, to bring up. Look, here we go. This is so great, dude.
Trip through It's a Small World, pretending I was a UN interpreter.
Peter Griffin. So mad.
I think I'm... Wow.
Yeah.
Really, really bad.
Took it like a man, though, huh? Oh, wow. I think I hurt my back. Yeah, just chilling, dude. You know what? This guy's the man, dude. That hurt so bad, it just seemed like he went in the pool. That's all. It just seems like he went in the pool. Oh, woo. Oh, woo. It's colder than I thought. God, when I first saw that as a kid, oh, my God. Oh. The Antonio Banderas closing the laptop in fucking the movie Assassins. When I first saw that, I was just like, oh. I didn't even laugh. When I saw him go drop out of frame, I didn't even laugh. I just went, it speaks to my soul. He did 40 years. He did four different shows that ran for 40 years, and this is what he's going to be known for. What kind of fucking cocksucking name is Kelsey Grammer, you know? That's like your fucking name is... It's like your name is Voltron Hamburger. Oh, shit, dude. What does his family fucking decide? It's between Kelsey Grammer and Voltron Hamburger. Well, since our last name is already Grammer, why don't we go with Kelsey Grammer? Otherwise, it would have to be Voltron Hamburger Grammer. Voltron Hamburger. I'll form the bun. Roll out. I'll form the lettuce. Roll out. I'll form the fucking secret sauce. Roll out. I'll form the fries. Roll out. I'll form the plate. Roll out. I'll form the friend's meal. Just keeps going. Roll out. I'll form the waiter. I'll just chill. I look like I could be a waiter anyway. Dude, Kelsey Grammer falls off stage, dude. Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, serial killers. So yeah, dude, it's obvious who the serial killers are. I should write a fucking God. How much would that be a name of a memoir? It's obvious who the serial killers are. It's like a fucking Flowers for Algernon or some shit. Kelsey Grammer, dude. Oh, dude. Some guy commented I saw and he said, man, the unintentional hilarity of Chris D'Elia's podcast and how he's losing his mind is fucking funnier than anything. Dude, you don't get the joke. This is what the whole thing is. Descent into madness? That's what it is, dude. That's what everybody's doing. That's what everybody's doing. And if you're not descending into madness, you're a fucking boring piece of shit. You seen Al Pacino? You seen him in the beginning? Don't ask me about my business, Kate. And now he's doing movies. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's fucking nutso, dude. Nicolas Cage. He started doing movies and he was just like, hey, I'm Nicolas Cage. And now he's fucking... Have you seen a Nicolas Cage movie? Everything, dude. He'll be a lawyer. He'll play a lawyer. And in the middle of a courtroom scene, he'll just be like, oh. And you're just like, what? Guilty. Oh. He's innocent. Ha! Oh. Because he's so Nicolas Cage, nobody is tempering him. That's the shit. My mommy is like that. She became so much, you know, it's like ladies and shit. Moms become that when they talk to you and shit and they're just like, put on your coat. And you're just like, it's fucking summer. Yeah, you're going to catch a chill. Okay. I guess my mom is my mom. Ha ha. Yeah. Oh, that's another one I want to add to the soundboard, the Jay-Z insecure laugh. We're going to do some soundboard shit. So yeah, so serial killers, man, you always know. I'm tired of the fucking people not knowing. I feel like when this podcast starts, when people watch the podcast, they start the podcast, and then they watch it, and then by the time the podcast is at the end of the podcast, we have like 2 viewers left. Oh, I fucking totally forgot. I went to get x-rays of my fucking tummy. Remember I told you guys I had a tummy hurt? And I went to get x-rays with the tummy. And the lady was like, oh, dude, I was already, yep. Talk about the angry Olympics, man. I was at the fucking x-ray place. Second time I've been there. First time, she wouldn't let me do it because she thought my insurance wasn't paid. But it was paid. Okay? That's it. That's all you got to know. So I left, dude. And I leave and I go like this. I give her my card. She says, oh, it's not coming up. Chris D'Elia. Is there any other name that it would be under? What are you talking about? Hi, I'm Chris D'Elia. Look that up and that works. And if it doesn't, it's your fault. Like, what are you talking? Every time you give your fucking insurance card to people, they're like, okay, make it better. Insurance cards, but it always works. It always ends up working, which is the worst part, because you know you're right. You give your insurance card and then people are like, I don't see it. And you're ready for the I don't see it already. You give her the thing. Your name could be literally fucking, you know, suck shit. Like the easiest thing to spell. Okay, so S-U-C-K S-H-I-T, is there another way to spell it? And you're like, nah, just suck shit. That's my name. Is it, are you sure it's not C-H-I-T? It's not suck chit. What am I, Mexican? Suck chit. And they're like, okay, all right, well, let me, do you have the Social Security? Sure. Yeah, it's not coming up. They say, all right, well, just can you try again? Let me try something else. Okay, see, here it is. Try that first. You know what I'm talking about? It's always some fucking lady with like a tattoo on her chest. And you're just like, this fucking lady has a tattoo on her chest of like the San Francisco 49ers logo? And then you're like, okay, cool. And so this time, though, I went to go get the x-rays. And she was like, it's not coming up. And I was like, all right, I'm going to fucking drive home. I'm prepared to drive home and have it not work so I can stir in this. It didn't work. The system failed me. You know what I mean? I could stir in this. The system failed me type feeling and just feel that all day and feel like I know shit's failing out there, but I did what I had to do. I brought my insurance card to the x-ray place. It didn't work. That wasn't my fault. Even though literally this shit could be killing me in my stomach, I'm like, the system failed me. I'm good. This is how I think, for real. So I drove home. I'm like, fuck it. All right, cool. I fire off an email to somebody who, the insurance thing. I'm like, why is it not working? They send me another one. So now I get the other new insurance card, which is still the same plan. I'm all paid up. Everything is fine. So now I drive down there today. And I'm like, can't wait for this one not to work. I'll drive home even faster. Right? System fails me twice. Fuck it, dude. I lived a good life. And so I get there and I say, you know, just like head wobbling so much, I give fucking George Clooney a run for his money. Just like, hey, how you doing? I got my fresh insurance card. I've never used it before. First one, I even had the two on. You know how they give you two attached together? I didn't detach them. I had the two on there. I gave her both of them. Here's one for last time and one for this time. And I said, here it is. Fucking her acrylic nails. Yeah, see? Whoop, 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 whoop. The anger now is in the middle of my chest. At yeah, see. Yeah, see, it's not, oh, yeah, I remember you coming. Yeah, because you said the thing didn't work, and so I got a new card, and I'm all paid up, and I know that for a fact now, and so here's my card. Yeah, okay. She hit me with that tone. And I'm feeling good, dude, because I can't wait to drive home even faster and let the system fail me twice so I can be right twice. Is there another way to spell your name? Always with that again, dude. Nope. It's C-H-R-A-S-D-E-L-I-A. She says, okay, well, let me try the... Do you have Social Security? Let me try the policy. Okay. She said, you know what I can try then? I'm there fucking 10 minutes. I said, did you try with the apostrophe after the D? And she said, the asterisk? Yeah. Like Aaliyah was a fucking typo. Like Aaliyah was in there in lieu of another last name. So I was like, nah, it's just, okay. Hey, look, you can call it a fucking monster truck if you want to. As long as it's dangling on the upper half of the D, we're good. And she was like, okay, I said, so what are we going to do here? I literally said that. I said, so what are we going to do here? Because this has worked everywhere else. And it hasn't only worked here twice now. And I've used it since the last time and it worked. So what do we do? I said, and she said... I said that, and she said, well, I could try something else. And I said, yeah, you should try that. And she said, I am. And I was like, oh, we're taking steps here. We're taking steps to the octagon. You didn't have to say I am, because you already said you could try something else. When you tack on that second I am, you're opening the gate to the octagon. Because I just replied to you're doing it. And I said, yeah, you should try that. But then when you hit me with another, I am. The only thing we're wearing are trunks. So I calmed down. I remember, dude, I've been doing a lot of therapy. I think, what will Kristen do? Okay, chill. Well, Kristen, I fucking didn't have time to go get a bunch of fucking presents and give to her, because that's what Kristen would have done. Here's a loot bag. And, yeah, and so I fucking waited, and she was like, she goes like this. Oh, okay, here it is. And I said, oh, yeah, oh. Well, yeah, that makes sense. And she was like, okay, so yeah, here's the deal. It was D space E-L-I-A. And I was like, yeah, well, that should have been something you tried probably last week when I was here, but I guess they don't have a space for an asterisk. Anyway, I went in and I got the fucking x-ray. I said, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I know it was difficult to get through all this shit. Waited, went to get the x-ray, leaned on my side, the big-ass fucking x-ray shit. And the nurse was sweet. She was like, are you trying to be here? And what'd she say? She was like, you don't want people to know, like, she was like, are you trying to get out of here without people noticing you? It was just sweet. It was like she thought I was fucking Tom Cruise or some shit. Like, nobody gives a fuck if it's just, first of all, I got my mask on and I'm fucking getting x-rays. Like, she thought TMZ was going to be outside or some shit. And I was like, oh, it's not a big deal. She's like, what? And then she, dude, what's up with people? They just throw you for a loop sometime. I was like, oh, no, it's fine. And she was like, yeah, I know who you are. I was like, oh, that's cool. And she was like, do you have a meeting or something? And I was like, oh, a meeting? And she was like, yeah, you like have a meeting or something? And I was like, no. Are we learning English? Like, what is this? Do you have a meeting? Yes, it's at 4 p.m. Central. Sometimes people just hit you with some weird shit, dude. Like, you're just getting the x-ray and the nurse is like, do you have a meeting? And you got to be like, no. It's one of those things where you literally think, am I the fucking idiot here? Because this is a very basic thing to ask somebody. Do you have a meeting? And it's so basic that you already know the answer so quickly, but it has nothing to do with anything that you've been talking about. So you're just like, well, the answer can't be that simple. Like, I start thinking, like, is meeting a fucking term for something else medically? Like, that I'm in this hospital? But then I just, you don't have any answer. So you're literally just like, okay, well, I don't have a meeting, so I'm just going to answer it that way. And I just say, no. You know what I mean? One time I was driving late at night. I was in high school. And this, I see the sirens on the back of my car. A policeman is pulling me over. And I'm like, well, I don't know what I was doing wrong. You know, sometimes you trick yourself into thinking, well, I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but you know you're a little bit speeding or you were texting or what. This was before cell phones. And he pulls me over and I'm like, all right, I don't know what I did. I really don't. And he says, I roll the window down. A cop rolls up. He says, hey. And I said, hey. And he says, do you know why I pulled you over? And I said, no, I don't. Was I speeding? And he said, no. And I said, oh, okay. And he said, well, I pulled you over because you were driving. This is what he said, and I quote, he says, you were driving rather gingerly. And I took a beat, and I thought, okay, well, that's okay. Because that's not bad. And then I took another beat, and I actually thought, do I know what gingerly means? And I said to him, I said, that's okay, right? And he said, oh, yeah, it's very okay. And now I'm like, am I in Twin Peaks? Because I don't understand what's happening. And I said, oh, okay. And he said, sometimes if people have had too much to drink, they drive very carefully. And I said, oh, okay. Well, I haven't had anything to drink. And he said, I could see that now. And I said, okay, so I was just driving carefully? And he said, yeah. He said, well, have a good day and be safe getting home. And I was like, okay. The weirdest fucking shit ever. But sometimes people just throw you for a fucking loop, dude, with these questions. And then I remember right as the window was closing, he stopped and turned around and he said, do you have a meeting? Anyway, dude, I guess that's it. This was fun, man. I told you, it's fun doing this podcast because I fucking forget these things that happened in my life, like that thing with that cop. I totally haven't thought about that in years. And sometimes I think of shit all the time. Like there was another story I told where I think all the time. Oh, my buddy Ryan, when he said the thing about, what was it? The king? Candy. Yeah, the candy in a factory. Yeah. Yeah, I think about that all the time. But yeah, it's good to share those stories with you, and also the ones that fucking make me think of them when I'm in. Because when I do this podcast, I only had like, let's see, 1, 2, 3 things to talk about. And sometimes I like to do that because it makes me nervous. It's like, I don't have enough to talk about. And then when I do it, I'm in like this fight or flight mode to where it's like, I have to come up with other shit, you know? I do this on stage a lot too. Like I'll go up with one idea and I'll just start talking about it. But it's a lot of fun doing this podcast because I know I have to fill at least an hour or something of stuff. And then so I start thinking about other things. It's really fun to do. So I really appreciate you. I really appreciate you guys listening to this. So yeah, dude, I'll close it up by saying thanks for all the Patreon love. It's been really fucking sweet. And don't forget to fucking gently graze up against that subscribe button and gently graze up against that like button. And also, if you're there, you know, just kind of gently throw a warm breeze over to the fucking bell notifications, you know, to just fucking, do you know what I mean? I'd like you to fucking just saunter on over to the subscribe button and just see what it feels like right there. And then all you got to do is just kind of maybe do a little hop, skip, and a jump over to the fucking, and just take a look at the like button. Just take a nice, meaningful look at the like button, and then when you're on your way over there, just fucking crop dust the bell notifications. I'd love that, man. Thank you very much. Hey guys, that's the end of the episode. But head on over to our Patreon, and you can see the rest of the episode, which is patreon.com/Chris D'Elia. Go check out the rest of the episode at patreon.com/Chris D'Elia. And you can also check out all of the backlog of the hidden episodes that aren't available on YouTube, only on our Patreon, and other bonus content too. But and you're supporting the show. So thanks very much. Right, yeah. Hey, what's up? What's up, guys? Yeah, I'm not going to do that. Anyway, let's go. What's up, guys?